a man who would be president and a man who was president are in town today in the long struggle for nominations from the county's two main political parties. Donald Trump finishes his campaign for his home state's delegates in First Niagara Center tonight, and Carl Palladino says it was Trump's choice to finish his campaign in an area with a lot of support. Palladino says the arena will be packed, perhaps 20,000 Trump supporters.
As far as I know, the advance team and the arena have accommodated every possible person that they can get in there, and I think it's going to be an interesting crowd.
Senator Ted Cruz held a small rally on UB's North Campus, and Ohio Governor John Kasich didn't come west of Rochester. Palladino says that's because this is Trump country. This morning, former President Bill Clinton and Governor Cuomo will be at a Democratic phone bank in Larkinville asking supporters to make that one last push for tomorrow. Democratic County Chairman Jeremy Zellner says Hillary Clinton's campaign isn't easing up with Election Day in sight.
As I said from the beginning, they're not taking anything for granted. The campaign, the Hillary Clinton campaign, has been working overtime here in Western New York, and we've worked very hard closely with the campaign right out of our headquarters to have volunteers coming in every day for the last month, so we're going to close strong.
President Clinton lost races in his old home state of Arkansas, and Hillary Clinton lost a presidential race 8 years ago to Barack Obama, so both know how elections work and what they require. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.